Hello, this is John, and I'm going to read the editorial. Some of you may have noticed that it has been raining since the start of the millennium. The water table is now as high as an elephant's eye, and there is a lake in the midst of the meadow. Apologies to Oscar Hammerstein. Well, I have experience of storms. Whilst directing Pavarotti in Hyde Park, we were struck by the mightiest of deluges and went on to create the wettest outside broadcast on record, which became the subject of news headlines such as Pavarotti, Dye's soap opera and Nessun Stormer. Pavarotti had the best tenor voice it has ever been my privilege to be in the presence of, but he was a tricky character, something I forgave as I knew he lived in mortal fear of the next high C he sang being his last. I think we underestimate just how perilous musical excellence can be. I mention this only insofar as it all led to my collecting character jugs. After the TV deluge, Fran bought me a Toby jug, and there's a picture of the one she brought, of Luciano as a memento. Seated, he holds the rose from the Elisir d'Amore. She wasn't sure I would like the figurine, but I did, and it led to this collecting lark, which is really a northern thing, and marked me out as a little eccentric. Toby jugs and character jugs are one of the few original English ideas in the world of porcelain, and are mostly likenesses of famous figures from fact or fiction. They almost never depict animals. However, in my collection of Royal Doulton, Alice in Wonderland jugs, and other potteries are available, is Lewis Carroll's March Hare. I'm pleased about this as I like hares, though seldom get to see them. They live either alone or in pairs and have occasional boxing matches. But then mysteriously I discover that when they gather in a group it is called either a husk or a down of hares. After a murder of crows, these have been added to my favourite collective nouns. The March Hare character jug looks a little mad and confused, and there's a picture of it, which leads me on to my own down, or precisely, my hair. I am, as everyone tells me, lucky you to still have it, and I am, believe me, grateful. But it has a wild characteristic that has been remarked on by all my hairdressers. In winter it seems to hibernate, and then come the spring it erupts and expands outwards at an alarming rate, which needs controlling through what they call product. My hair basically operates like a crop, bursting forth only when the weather improves, and of course from now on until autumn, needs regular harvesting. So at this moment, the March Hare and my hair can both tell we are at the gateway of spring. I hope the new season will be celebrated with sunshine and showers, and we aren't all washed away.